Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
Welcome back, everybody. Great to have you with us. Second and final hour today of Political Coffee. We're going to 2 hours a day instead of three. Stacey Ann is back, so Good Morning Salem will begin from 8 till 9. In any event, friends, we are continuing to talk about the political issues of the day, always with an eye towards how you can use them to change your world by finding little nuggets of truth, of thought that you can use to persuade the persuadable, because that's ultimately how we change things. Now, I've got some emails to read, and we'll get into that. Here's what we're talking about. And in fact, one of the beauties of talk radio is that you can change things on the fly. And we're going to do that. I am going to get into this piece about, can the Senate convict Donald Trump after he's left office? Maybe, maybe not. Depends on which constitutional lawyer you listen to. But the disaster of that will be extraordinary. And it will be a disaster for the Democrats in the Senate. And that's why we're already seeing people like Dick Durbin of the Democrats in the Senate from Illinois say, you know, we're not even going to bother to vote count it. Because they know. Just like this, I mean, they know what this is going to do to them, folks. We'll talk about that. They know it's a disaster for them. Just like this guy who was at the Oregon Capitol yesterday, you see he's a retired teacher from McMinnville, doesn't like Trump, thinks that Biden won the election fair and square. But he said, this is dumb. Stop. The guy's on his way out. Leave him alone. That very sentiment, friends, is what the Democrats in the Senate are afraid of. And they ought to be. Because if you want to give Trump, first of all, go ahead and try to convict him. You're not going to find 16 Republican rhinos, because there aren't 16 Republican rhinos in the U.S. Senate who would convict Trump. Because several of them are up for re-election, number one. Number two, the hell that they would get from us would be more than what they would ever want to have. They're not going to convict Trump. Now, it's only the conviction, Constitution's Article 1, Section 3, it's the disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States. Now, can the Senate hold a trial, not convict Donald Trump, but then try to pass some measure that disqualifies him from office? If you think it's murky now, can you imagine that article idea being advanced? Not that they're not going to try to do it, but I kind of doubt it. Because again, people just see this as mean-spirited and piling on. And the Democrats, folks, their hold on the House and the Senate is, they're barely hanging on to it. Remember, it's a 50-50 tie in the U.S. Senate. And only Kamala Harris can break that. And she will, of course. That's only one vote. They can't afford to lose a Joe Manchin on anything. He's a Democrat senator from West Virginia. Believe me, they can't afford to lose him. Because whatever it would be, they would fail at. Also, the Republican governed states. There's a great article in the American Thinker. Can stop social media censorship. And I'm going to want to get to that in the second half of this particular hour, because it's what's happening in North Dakota. Now, this is just the beginning. You want to stop social media censorship? That's how you do it. You do it at the state level. You impose massive financial problems for them. And the only way that they would be able to stop that, Facebook, Twitter, Amazon, is if they could pass a law, a preemptive law in Congress. And that probably wouldn't hold up. You see, this is what could go around Section 230 of the Communications Act. It'd be interesting to see that happen. But I want to get to this. When I said that, you know, we would switch gears, and Rebecca, hang on, I'll get to you. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. What if Trump does pull the trigger and enacts martial law? Maybe tomorrow. I mean, he would have to do it tomorrow, folks, likely. What happens if he does? How would that impact your life? Would it disrupt your life to the point where any normalcy of your ability to go to work, to go to the grocery store, to buy anything online, would that all be disruptive? Will the stock market crash? You lose a lot of value in your retirement funds, if you have money in the retirement funds? I mean, what Freddie alluded to before we went to the break. Okay. I can see Donald Trump. I don't think this is going to happen, but I could be wrong, but I can see him imposing all of these elements of his executive order, maybe martial law, maybe military tribunals instead of going to regular courts. Now, how do you think that would turn out? No, I'm quite serious. How do you think that would turn out? Constitutionally, how can he remain president? Could he be sworn in as a temporary president? Where in the Constitution does it say that that's possible? Even on a temporary scale. I mean, I suppose you could suspend elements of the Constitution, but to do that, he'd have to suspend the Supreme Court. Now, how long do you think the American public is going to put up with that? No, I'm quite serious now. So let's say that I'm just throwing this out there, and I want to get your reaction. And I got a ton of emails to get to, but I just, folks, what would be your reaction if Trump did that? If he established martial law, suspended parts of the Constitution, including the courts, including the Supreme Court. So nobody could, as long as he has the military and has the Insurrection Act, how do you think this country would react? I mean, he would have to immediately, in my mind, the only way this could, and it's a fanciful scenario, but the only way that he could be successful with it is he would have to immediately prove through evidence that they have, that they've seized, that maybe they already have, that they just haven't shared with us, that this election was stolen. What happens then? New elections? Who's president in the meantime? If you've suspended parts of the Constitution, I mean, if you suspended the courts, how's the Supreme Court going to codify that? They can't even hear it. I mean, this, it starts, your mind just goes into spinning, trying to think through all of the things that could happen here. So let's talk about it. We'll start with Rebecca and we'll move on to Glenn. Rebecca, good morning. Your thoughts?
Well, I don't know that I am qualified to talk about the stuff you're talking about. I'm not a constitutional scholar, I guess I should say it's above my pay grade. That was a famous thing Obama used to say.
Right.
The reason I called in was because Dr. Martin Luther King was a pastor, and that's one of the things they're trying to erase from history. And what they try to do is erase and change what people have spent their lives trying to do. That's kind of what I see them doing to Trump already. They're trying to erase what he's done and create a whole narrative of who he is. It's not true. I hear it over and over again in the media, both conservative people and liberal people saying things about the insurrection, and it's just not true. It's not a true analysis of what actually happened. There was no insurrection. Everything Trump did was constitutional, and his challenge concerning the states was constitutional. So there was no insurrection. If there's an insurrection from the other side, and they're trying to get us to believe a falsehood. And that's what they did to Dr. Martin Luther King and are continuing to do as they try to make him into a communist instead of a pastor. And his most famous thing that he wanted us to look at people for their character, not their color. And what they're doing and what they've done with him ever since they killed him is to advance the idea that color is important. They used him for exactly the opposite of what he stood for. And in terms of guns, he applied to carry a gun, but they turned him down. So he was not able to exercise his right to have a firearm. So it was the Democrats he was fighting, and he was a Republican.
That's what his relatives have said. No one has been able to confirm that, but you know, I'm going to believe his relatives. Frankly, I think that. But I think in large measure you're right. You know, on this day that we celebrate his life, and we look at Oregon State University hosting a radical communist, Angela Davis, supposedly there to celebrate Martin Luther King Jr.'s life. I can't imagine that would be anything near. Yeah, they're trying to rewrite history for King and Donald Trump. And in fact, I got a great email about that. We'll get into it when we come back.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 22 minutes past 7 o'clock. This is the second hour and final hour as we are Political Coffee. We're moving to a two-hour footprint because Stacey Ann is back. And Good Morning Salem begins at 8 o'clock. Make sure you continue listening with her. Walt sent me an email, and Glenn and Ron, hang on, because I want to get to you in a second here. Walt sent me an email talking about some of the work that he does. And this fits into what Becky was saying. It's how they're trying to rewrite history already about Donald Trump and who those of us are that have supported him, but more importantly, support the cause of liberty. Well, he's saying that he works with some folks in a retirement community. A lot of them have dementia. And he writes, a vast number of them hate Donald Trump because that's what the television tells them to do. And they've been hyper-exposed to cable news stations since early last year, the beginning of the big Chinese scam. One particular resident explained to me today how much she cannot tolerate hearing any more about Donald Trump. And now his family is stealing items, towels, curtains, paintings from the White House since he'll be leaving in a few days. Yeah, that's what happens when you let the media say things about you. This is why we have to begin suing. And I'm going to share with you an opportunity how you can help sue the press over libel and defamation. Because the Supreme Court is willing to hear it now. There's more to talk about. We'll get to all of that. But I got to get to Glenn. Glenn, second shot today. Go.
Freddie's right. If Trump follows the same process of Abraham Lincoln, Democrat and Republican, and through all the espionage and everything that went on, if he does suspend habeas corpus and does do what we think he might do, the nation split, the military is split, the agencies, FBI, CIA, NSA, are split. But also, Clinton signed an agreement with the UN that if America were to be taken over, the UN would have the opportunity to intervene and bring in and put a UN uniform over 191 nations offering troops with their uniforms under the UN uniform. Which leads us to the fact that if Trump is going to be somehow in this in-between world of president, maybe not president, he could very easily wind up as Abraham Lincoln in Mary Stroud's house, I mean the CIA house, to make sure he's not alive any longer. So it's a tough deal no matter how you look at it. It's going to be tough on his family if he stays. It's going to be tough on his family if he leaves. This may be the end because the church states, that's where we're going. We're going back to what we came out of. And that's how CIA, FBI, all these agencies plan to bring us back. And the United Nations is the perfect multinational, you lose your identity, all of the walls come down, all of the borders are open. Just like Michael Savage talks about. I think we're there. The stepping stones are very fuzzy. It's a no-win situation with the divided house at the people level, at the military level, at the two-party level. It's tough.
Yeah, it is, Glenn. You're right about that. Thanks for your thoughts. You're quite correct. I'm going to let you go and we'll move on to Ron. I mean, it is tough and a house divided against itself cannot stand, but yet we have been before and we have stood. We've come out of it better. Revolutionary War, Civil War. We'll see what happens now. I hope we don't get to a shooting Civil War, but I'm worried about it. A lot of it's going to depend on what happens literally in the next, I think, 48 hours. We'll see. Let's move on to Ron. Hey, brother.
Hey, brother. I can't believe how bad they got D.C. blocked off. It looked like Starlock 17 or Bougainville. Yeah. I mean, right around 13th Street and Constitution Avenue, it's all the way down to there. That's a lot of square miles cut off for 25,000 troops. Second thing is, what's up with this? My senator is an independent party. Is it because we may have a snake within our party at the state level who's trying to deny the due process within the party to choose other options for our state leaders? Well, what? Give me the dirt on that. And Reverend King's birthday? I would say Reverend King because that's what he was. They've been trying to list him as a communist ever since the Hoover smear before I was born, all the way down. It's the Marxist way of thinking by the retro-Bolsheviks. I'm sorry, I have to use that name again. Within the People's Republic of Oregon, the Eastern Pacific branch of the province of China. And I wouldn't be surprised. I want to know if there's 250,000 spies. I'd like to see if there's any names of anybody in the state here that's related or sworn allegiance to the CCP. That would be a good icing on the cake question. Just like to know if you ever thought about looking and see if Australia, since they did have the leak, have released all the names. I'm asking you, Jeff.
Well, Yeah, let me think about that. Release the names. Everybody that's guilty should be exposed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God's light needs to shine on all of this corruption. It doesn't matter if it's Republican or Democrat. In fact, I'm reading a story, Karl Rove basically threatens Trump with impeachment in the Senate unless Trump shuts up about election fraud. Well, what do we do there?
For Mr. Rove,
we have to prove it if it's real.
Yeah, if that's true, it's time for Mr. Rove. It's time for all these other conspirators. Anybody that's going to cut off free speech like the big media, fake news, and some of the people I'm seeing that allegedly is being put into, I have to say allegedly because I don't know what type of government we may get, being put into the Crypt Keepers. For people that know, Crypt Keeper is Mr. Joseph Robinette Biden, the fourth generation racist. I'll come out and say it like that. And it's been proven.
Fair enough, friend.
God bless you. Give me the word of my
strong
senator.
Bye-bye. All right, we got a half hour to go, folks. 7:30, you're listening to Political Coffee. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes to the top of the hour. Last half hour of the show today. We go back to a two-hour show as Stacey Ann is back. Good Morning Salem begins at the top of this hour, 8 o'clock. Wolfie writes me an email, says, I can't attend the Freedom Celebration, but I'd like to pay for somebody else to go. I especially prefer to pay for someone who has lost his or her job or business due to Kate Brown's shutdown. How would I donate to accomplish this? I know that's a really good question. I had a friend buy 10 tickets. 7 for family and friends of his, 3 of them for just people who can't afford to come. So I guess the way that I would answer that, if you know somebody or if you've lost your job and you really can't afford to come, shoot me an email. And I'll use these tickets, and Wolfie, thank you for doing that. I'll use these tickets to give you an opportunity to come and celebrate liberty with the rest of us on January 31st, 2 o'clock in the afternoon up at the Ames Ranch, private venue. And we're going to be honoring the heroes, the KSLM Heroes Award, to people in law enforcement, military, first responders, veterans, people who've done a lot to keep us safe and still keep us safe and still keep us living in freedom. I want to thank them for that. And more importantly, just an opportunity to hang out with you guys, our KSLM audience. So go to KSLM.news and go ahead and get signed up, $10 per person, or $30 for a family of four or more. Be fantastic. So join us again. Go to KSLM.news. And if you have the name of someone who would like to go, just can't afford it, we've got scholarships available. Wolfie, thank you. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Joe Biden is saying he's going to cancel the Keystone XL pipeline and then immediately ask Congress to give amnesty to 20 million illegals. It's just in the first week, folks. Probably going to be more than 30 million, or my guess is probably closer to 30 million, at least. Corby writes an email about elections. Where were you during the last several elections? You say we'll get them at the next election. I'm sure we'll be using the same corrupt voting machines with the left running them. Remember doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result is a sign of insanity. Yeah, you're right. That's Einstein's definition of insanity. Well, let's just say this. This is why we have to expose what's going on and why we're doing this little thing that we're doing in Oregon. And I'll have on Janice Deisinger to tell us what was the result of the Polk County little investigation that we did, which is really just kind of the beginning, just a little bit of a warm-up. We're going to get into that. But, yeah, we have to expose corrupt voting systems and machines. We do. And then we have to expose people who are voting who are not legal to vote. That's the other thing we got to do. And those two things are different. Greg writes an email, afraid? Well, I'm apprehensive. Where I work, I could be fired over politically incorrect social media posts. I have to keep a low profile. People who were at the rally in D.C. who had nothing to do with the riot, who were totally unaware of what was going on at the Capitol, have been fired from their jobs just for being there. The cancel culture is real. How will radical ideas be defeated at the ballot box if elections are stolen? Oh, wait, we can't ask that question. Yes, that's right. We can't ask the question because you're getting blocked if you do ask that question. And then you get these stories about Karl Rove. Corby writes me another email. With all the censorship going on Trump, how do you know it isn't already happening? You mean the imposition of martial law and so forth? Well, we would probably see it. I don't think it's going to happen today out of respect for Martin Luther King Day. By the way, a lot of you say Freddie's right. Dale writes in, Fred is absolutely right. China and Iran interfere with the election also. They have a whistleblower singing like songbirds. Rick writes, yeah, thank you, Freddie. Maybe we're not supposed to know the next chess play. Well, maybe not. Maybe we're not supposed to know it until it happens. That's why the next 48 hours are so important. Friends, I also want to thank Bill Sunderland and Country Financial for sponsoring this segment of the show. Really appreciate that, Bill. Check out his website, SunderlandAgency.com. Not just financial advice that they give you and how to have a balanced portfolio, but it's also all of your insurance needs, and I mean all of them. They can help you. Bill Sunderland, Country Financial, SunderlandAgency.com, 503-885-0789. 885-0789. To the phones, we'll go to Amy. Amy, good morning. Your thoughts and welcome. Good morning. Nope. All right. By the way, sorry, Amy, call back in. We'll get to you here quickly. I just saw another story on the LibertyDaily.com that Governor Ron DeSantis is also thinking that they are going to introduce legislation in Florida to rein in social media, just like they're doing in North Dakota. In fact, in North Dakota, legislation has been introduced there that lets citizens sue Facebook and Twitter. Now, it's not big in terms of its penalties and that kind of thing. It also fails to harmonize with federal election law, or not federal election law, federal law section 230. But it could be done. We'll get to that. Let's go to Amy. Amy, you're back. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Good morning. I'm sorry about that.
It's okay, dear.
Great. I just wanted to say I think Wolfie had a great inspiration in showing kindness, and I would love to support two families to go to your event.
Fantastic. So here's what I need to have you do then. First of all, just any family, or do you have a couple of families in mind?
You know, I don't have anybody in mind. So if you have someone, I'm happy to sponsor them. Or I can put the word out on social media as well.
Okay. That'd be fantastic. That's probably as good an idea as any. I think that's wonderful. Amy, thank you for doing that. So you'll just, if you're going to do two families, then I would go to KSLM.news and I would register two families in your name and then make sure that, when we get families, whether it's through us or through you, that we know what their names are and we can give them, to everybody. Who's out there. But thank you. That's really, really wonderful of you.
I'm happy to do it. We have to unite now more than ever. And if I can help someone get the education and the tools, I'm happy to do it.
Wonderful. That's Amy Ryan Corser, by the way. Thank you, Amy. It's very nice of you to do that. Really appreciate
it.
You know, that's the greatness of this audience, by the way. I want to just so many of you, and I want to thank those of you who showed up Friday at Megan Marie Stevens' hearing in Judge Hart's courtroom. Glenn and Rebecca, Ron, a couple of other people that I'm not going to name. Thank you. I appreciate, and she really, really appreciated it. And I have to say, I've never met Judge Hart. What a great guy. What a great judge. That I think is doing the right things. Talked very much about Megan's right of free speech and to peacefully protest. And at least partially addressed a little bit the incident where she was arrested for going down on New Year's Eve with three friends and just waving her flag at the state capitol. This hearing wasn't really about that, but I mean, he's right. We all have that right. And even during a time that you're being tried, there are some restrictions that he placed on her that I think are fair. And I think he was fair with her, and he's known her a long time, by the way. And I just got to tell you, I was deeply impressed with Judge Hart. You know, I think if we have more judges like him, America would be a pretty good place. I mean, it's a great place. But in terms of our judicial system, I would have a lot less worries about it. Truly. Let's go to Art. Art, go.
Hey, Jeff. Boy, all the discussions today. I just want to say one thing. Let's all pray for our president and his safety. You know, it just concerns me, all this stuff that's going on and everything. And, you know, we've been talking about Lincoln and other things like that. And, President Trump has done a lot of good things for us. And let's pray for his safety and well-being.
I agree.
Because he has been betrayed so much since he became our president.
That's right.
And we all know that people will do anything. And so let's pray for his well-being and his safety, because I think we should all be concerned about it, no matter what happens.
You know, I think you're right, Art, and thank you for that great suggestion. He's right, isn't he? Let's pray for Donald Trump's safety. Believe me. 7:30.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. By the way, I want to thank Eric Azer at Righteous Renovations for being another one of these great local advertisers that spends money with this radio station to get the word out about what he can do to make your life better. And nobody's censoring him like big tech. Because their waves are free. They're free for you to listen to. But they're only free to the extent that we can stay on the air because we have advertisers who find value in advertising and paying us money to run their ads. And that's why I do these advertisements. And you hear them because they're real. These are real business people. They're local people. They care about you and they care about your family. They care about doing a good job for you. And so does Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations. Check out his website, righteousrenovations.com. And there you'll see really some incredible pictures of some of the work that they've done in people's homes, bathroom renovations, kitchen renovations. You can be assured that if you're going to be working with Eric Azer, he really does care about doing it right for you. So why don't you check it out? RighteousRenovations.com. If you're thinking about doing some work or maybe just repair work, they can help you do that too. RighteousRenovations.com. To the phones. We'll go back to Glenn. Glenn, good morning. Your thoughts again.
Yeah, Jeff, the story about the blackout in Pakistan is well documented in Zero Hedge. Somebody else was confirming the article that I talked about from perhaps somebody from the London, from England, from Scotland Yard, and some comments underneath that story indicate that he knew all about GE, the GE engines, the Boeing's connection to all of that, as well as those making the F-15s and 16s and the Rolls-Royce engines and GE engines and pretty well confirmed. These people know what they're talking about.
So what's your point? You've said that, Glenn, you've said that once already. What's your point? Why do you need to say it again?
The point I'm getting to is talking about Gab and the CEO and the Silicon Valley gentleman coming over to the side of wanting to push back against technology companies that are going against our principles of freedom and religion and all of this. I'm glad to see that because I was in semiconductor and understand the whole system from the meltdown process all the way to shipping. So it's evil what they're doing. And buying up a technology of companies in secrecy is total traitorism against the American people and the companies we had worked for. I enjoyed the semiconductor industry and all the things that came from it. And to see it thrown back in our faces is just incredible. But I do think that the information coming out from London is seemingly accurate and that something is brewing that's very, very huge at this point.
What about from Italy? What about from Italy?
There are people that were in Italy that were accommodating to put together this meeting to do the sale of the companies in Pakistan, undercover, so that nobody would know what was going on. And that's why arrest warrants were issued against certain people that were doing this underhandedly, so that nobody on the surface would know what was going kind of like underground. And they were doing it all in secret, and I think perhaps some of the Bidens were involved in it, because they were also talking about there was a Special Forces landing in Ukraine at New Year's Day, and there's a large site in southern Ukraine, not too far from the Black Sea, that's owned by the Bidens, one of their fictitious company names, and it's quite a large complex with underground tunnels. and a lot of information was gathered somehow from that very secret raid, it does seem to be very real. And a lot of this has to do with military secrets, military technology that are being stolen.
So what do you think about the story that evolved, that maybe you alluded to it earlier, about U.S. Special Forces that infiltrated the Capitol during Wednesday's invasion and took some of these laptops, like the one from Nancy Pelosi's office or others? What do you think about it? Is that a real possibility?
That to me was a psyop of a psyop. Remember, I've said last week that somebody from the inside of the White House was communicating with people at the Capitol building. I'm very suspicious. And now it seems to be confirmed that this guy, Mr. Boyd, that was interviewed at Juan Westwood One, interesting points he came up with about how the black flag idea came about from hundreds of years. These special ops programs, black flag, you dress up in the enemy's uniforms, you dress up with their flags, but you got clothes underneath the clothes. You put on the enemy's clothing on top, but you got another set of clothes under your clothes. And these tactics were being used in Hong Kong. And all of a sudden, a bunch of people would come around you in Hong Kong, would put the umbrellas up, and you'd be changing your clothes under the umbrellas, and then guess what? You tucked the second clothes under your arm and walked right back into the crowd. Very unique, this guy, Mr. Boyd. Very unique perspective of what was going on. He thinks it's a psyop. We actually had a part in getting some special people in when all this activity was going on, and they were so busy doing their other things they couldn't see. They couldn't see where we were moving around. We grabbed the things and just disappeared. We were a psyop within the psyop, as far as I can see. It looks like it was very well orchestrated. So we were useful handlers of the useful handlers of the handlers. So it's a very, very interesting event.
All right, you're really confusing me at this point, Glenn. You are.
What I'm saying is, the events that took place at the Capitol building, there were Antifa there. The Antifa were dressed like us. They were doing a black flag event, but somehow we knew it. When they were doing the disruptions, we had our people taking advantage of the fact that all of this activity is going around. They got into the building and got into some offices and got some things out that they needed, such as Pelosi's laptops. So it was a psyop of a psyop. We used their own tactic against them. It's what I'm beginning to see.
What do you think comes out of all of that?
What comes out of all of this is this data that was being transferred from all of these insiders at the Capitol building, working against the American people, liberty, information about the different computer systems and the software programs that they didn't want to talk about, that were actually corrupting the system. And they got the real evidence because these communique between Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, and all of them are being handled within the system that we can't access. But they got parts of this access by simply going into those offices when nobody was looking. And I think they got quite a bit of data.
We'll see if any of it that is really verifiable, Glenn, can actually come out. Glenn, thanks for your call. I do appreciate it. Going to let you go. Folks, look, Leon, liberty is precious. You better have the courage to stand up to fight for it. Megan Marie Stevens, remember we had her on the show? She's been jailed again by a judge, because she so-called violated the terms of her agreement. She literally attended a free speech rally. That has gotten her jailed. 7:59, one more hour to go.